Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is The Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. Dream Shake. Booker's a good player, not a great player. His skills don't impact winning. He's had crap around him. There have been a lot of... Michael Jordan, look at the record in the early days of Michael Jordan. The Bulls were terrible. They had losing records. They barely made the playoffs. They didn't make the playoffs. The dude is a player. He has sexy numbers. I've been fooled before. No. He's a great player if he teamed up with KD, LeBron, Giannis, Leonard, Harden. No. No, that's not true. He's a really, really good player, Dream Shake. He's been on crap teams.
He's only 23, by the way.
Yeah.
The guys you're talking about didn't become these transformational players till later in their careers anyway. Like KD, I mean,
they went to the finals early.
But he's had Russ and Harden.
Right. He hasn't had anywhere close to nothing.
Future MVPs on his roster. I mean, Devin Booker's 23 on what has been a bad franchise since the worst owner.
No, just the Nash era. Dolan.
Yeah, well, Sarver's not great either, and no. they've not been good. Draft picks have missed. We'll see how DeAndre Ayton turns out. He appears to be a pretty good player. We'll see. Devin Booker's 23. I mean, we could have this conversation about how impactful he is when he's in his prime.
I've loved Devin Booker's game since college. He is awesome. That dude can just flat out play. And he's just been in a bad spot. Look at the guys on his team. Goodness gracious. He's got nothing.
Yeah, first-time All-Star this year. Been getting buckets really since the start of his second year in the league when he was 20 years old. Some of that was who else is going to get it. But you just look at how he's shooting the ball better. Like, he's at almost 49% on the year shooting as a jump shooter. 3-point percentage, about 36%. He's having his best year, and it correlated with an All-Star appearance. I don't think we're done finding out that Devin Booker is going to become better and better as a player. He's going to get better, and hopefully, for the Suns' sake, he wants to hang around.
And listen, he's a smaller player. He is the only guy on the team, so you know you just got to stop Devin Booker, and you can't. He's shooting 45% for his career, almost 36% from three. He's a good free throw shooter. He's averaging over 22. He's averaging over 22 points a game in his career. I mean, this dude is just—he can't take any. Come on, dude. Come on.
Well, he said he's a good player. He doesn't think he's great. When he compares him to Harden and Leonard, yeah, he's not those guys. But if that's his level of greatness, then sure, we can have a discussion about he's not that guy. But he is going to be a player, if he's in the right situation going forward, that people are going to have to realize that's going to be a perennial all-star.
James Harden has played with KD and Russ. He's played with Dwight Howard. He's played with Chris Paul and now Russ again. I mean, it's not even close.
I think if we're making the argument on Dream Shake side, you would say Harden has led a pretty much Dwight Howard, who wasn't in his prime, and who else on that Rockets team to a conference final. So he certainly did something that Devin Booker hasn't done, but then again, he did it later in his career.
I want to put James Harden on Devin Booker's teams. You know what would happen?
I think James, because of who he is, but there's a couple things. The Rockets have done some stuff to optimize James as a player. Have the Suns done that? Even with what we would consider a weaker team in those Dwight Howard years, they did everything possible to highlight James. Have the Suns done that? I don't know. I'm not watching a lot of Suns basketball. And plus, James was was 27 or so, or 26, 27 when he was doing those things. Devin Booker is still he's been around quite a bit, but he's still a young player. Let him get into his mid-20s before we start making declarations about what he will be.
He's 23 years old. My goodness. Come on. Come on. Give the guy. I've been big Devin Booker guy for a long time. Ask Raheel. Raheel's like, you love Devin Booker. I don't love Devin Booker. I think he's a great player.
You love him.
I do.
Let's be clear.
I kind of do love him. You see, Texas Tech women's basketball is under fire.
What happened?
Well, I guess this Marlene Stallings, their head coach, who I'd never heard of before this story. 12 players have left the program. 12 of the 21 players have left their program. And there's all kinds of claims maintaining. She has some kind of way to monitor their heart rate. And if you go below, apparently, if you go below 90%, then you get admonished. She has a black marker, name scribbled near the top, beside the black marker box announced made. At the bottom, written in red marker, names were declared off. Off was a list of players whose heart rate had supposedly dropped below 90% capacity for more than 2 minutes of a game.
What are you doing out there standing around?
Well, because I'm the center.
No.
I'm the center and there's a center.
Keep it
right
moving.
There's somebody
Run. Move.
So it was basically like a torture mechanism. Aaron DeGrate, who transferred to Baylor in 2019, said, I feel like the system wasn't supposed to be used how she's using it. Probably not. Three international players said that they were they were ridiculed, isolated, and threatened by coaches. Five players alleged strength and conditioning coach Ralph Petrella sexually harassed players, making suggestive comments to one player and using a therapy technique that involved applying pressure to some players' chests and pubic bones and groins.
That doesn't sound like therapy.
Anytime the strength and conditioning coach is touching your pubic bone, that's not appropriate.
No.
Now, he denies any misconduct, but he resigned in March.
Okay.
All right. We'll see if any charges are brought against him. Three players said Stallings retaliated by holding tougher practices after they brought abuse claims to school officials.
You're going to snitch on me?
Hmm?
We'll see.
Watch this.
You think that was tough?
Watch this.
That seems like a healthy way to go about this.
Yeah, was he like the Rutgers? Was she like the Rutgers coach throwing basketballs off their heads?
I don't know. Your players take issue with what you're doing, so you say, "Oh, you got a problem with that, huh?"
Yeah. Watch this.
Well, all right.
Now you got a problem.
You do know you have to win with these players, right?
Yeah. She's not long for that world. You can't. This is.
Look, I said it before. We got to stop pretending like coaches are bright people. Just because they've risen in their ranks at this particular profession. Even common sense would say, man, even if it's about self-preservation, you're like, okay, my team has taken issue with me. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to double down. I'll make it even worse for them.
Mm-hmm.
In this environment, what are you doing?
Yeah, no, you can't. Not today. Not today. You just can't. And she's a big woman now.
Well, I don't know if that matters.
No, I don't.
You mean tall? Like
she's tall.
Like she plays ball or played ball?
Yeah, she's just big all the way around.
Oh, there that is.
No, she's just a.
Does she look athletic? I haven't seen her.
It looks like she played. Yeah. She looked like she'd be a big center for Rice.
Why Rice of all teams? Why Rice? Rice's like, what?
I don't know. Because they had a big center here recently.
Okay, you're making that reference. Yeah. I don't know the player. Marlene Stallings is her name.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if her previous playing career, but you're right. She does appear to be someone who might have played the game. Yeah, she played at Ohio State and Ohio. Well, she's from Ohio. Can't trust those people.
No, you can't trust anybody from Ohio. Anyway, so problems at Texas Tech women's. But that's the most Texas Tech women's basketball I think we've ever talked.
Yeah, and for a team that was 14-17 and 17-10 under her tenure, yeah, she's not. It's not like she has like. A buffer like, yeah, I'm a really good coach.
She's returning them to national prominence, she said.
Not based on the last two seasons.
That's what she's doing. Yeah. Okay. I guess you know more than she does.
No, I don't. I'm sure it takes a while to build a program because I don't know how bad Texas Tech women's basketball was before she got there. But the 10-24 conference record says she's still got a bit of a way to go.
Mm-hmm.
And she may not get that chance.
Derek Carr says he's looking to prove something to everyone that has doubted him during his
career.
What's
he looking to?
He's looking to prove something to everyone in the world then.
I mean, outside of that one year where he got hurt and we got to see Connor Cook in a playoff game, yeah. People have been doubting him. Everyone.
Yeah, he had a good year that year.
Yeah, and it hasn't been the same since.
He has not been all that under Gruden.
No. What young quarterback has Gruden ever developed?
Well, he was pretty good with Brad Johnson.
Young. Yeah, he had a veteran.
Yeah.
Gruden doesn't have a history of development. Despite all that quarterback camp stuff that got him all that prominence when he was on ESPN, he doesn't have a lot of young quarterbacks as an OC or a coach on his resume. I mean, I know he was with Green Bay, but that was Mike Holmgren.
Well, yeah, but he was the guy there, no?
I thought Holmgren was the guy there.
Well, yeah.
So as far as a head coach, there's not a young quarterback on his resume.
No, not he had Rich Gannon in Oakland.
Yeah, he defaults and rifle.
Right,
I get it. You make a veteran better. Now he's elevated veterans, but it's been whatever with young quarterbacks.
Did he have a young Donovan McNabb in Philadelphia?
Was he,
but that was Andy Reid.
Yeah, you have the there's yeah. a guy there, the right. guy above him already. Yeah, so it doesn't surprise me that Derek Carr hasn't grown under Gruden because he doesn't help any young quarterback grow. Now he might get his pick if this doesn't work out this year. If we play a full schedule of football this year, he may get one more chance to draft the guy. But whatever with him, I don't expect Derek Carr to get better. Hell, Mariota might be a better player because apparently he does reclamation projects pretty well.
Yeah, that may be who he gets, who ends up there. All right, let's talk right now about HRP, HRP.net, HRP.net. You're looking for the best way to get that payroll. Okay, if you're doing your own payroll, listen, if you've got 15 or more employees and you're doing your own payroll, you're not doing it economically. You're paying one person more. And oh, by the way, missing stuff. And oh, by the way, all the taxes and everything else that they have to do. It's just, and now, especially with unemployment claims, with the SBA, with PPP, with all of the different things that the government is giving, you got to be knowledgeable in all of this stuff. So don't try to do this yourself. Don't try to operate on yourself. Okay, you're not a doctor, and you're also not you're not versed in everything that's going on with the government and all of the stimulus packages that are out there. And HRP is. So you're looking for that. Got it. If you do have a payroll company and they haven't been attentive. If they haven't been able to answer or knowledgeable, answer your questions, have they returned your calls? Have they given you the answers? Have they been able to help you get that SBA loan or PPP or all of the other stuff that's out there? Well, HRP is and does and has been doing this, and they're awesome at it. And then there's the HR problem that you face too that you don't need to face. All you need to do is call them and let them come and give you a customized evaluation, and they will customize it to yours. It's not cookie cutter pricing. It's what your business needs. 281-880-6525, 281-880-6525, or HRP.net.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back. 1020 ESPN 97.5. What's Luke doing? Luke wants to get on the air. What do you say, Luke?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dell.
Hello.
I just wanted to congratulate Dell on Fulham being promoted to the Premier League. Congratulations, Dell.
Thanks, buddy. Yeah, it happened last night. Second time in 3 years they've won that promotion playoff final, so they're back in the big time. Last year didn't go so well. Spent a lot of money to try to maintain that level and got dropped immediately. But yeah, it was weird to watch it in an empty stadium for as big of a game as it was. But apparently it's the richest game in all of soccer because it means you get so much money infused into your accounts from going from the second level to the top level. But yeah, it was scoreless. In regular time, they scored two and in extra and then gave a goal right before the end. But back in the Premier League for the West London club.
And you had to watch on ESPN Plus, so, that's more money for Mickey.
That's right. It's a good day all around. Yeah, I was on ESPN Plus. Thanks, Luke.
He just wanted you to do Mickey.
I know.
That's all he wanted.
Shout out to Fulham. Back in the big time.
That means a lot of money.
Yeah, I didn't know about it until I looked it up the last time they're in it because they played in the 2018 game. I think you get like $137 million. That's the price of winning the game for your team, for the club, because you get the Premier League revenue, and then they even give you like money just in case you get relegated again. It's all these things where it's the richest game in all of soccer.
Really?
Yeah. That's the name of it because of how much it means to your...
It's the Division II championship?
Yeah, it's pretty much if North Dakota State got to play, and if they won it, they get to elevate it to FBS.
Right.
Yeah. And they get all the benefits of being in the FBS, a TV contract.
Well, if they contract. Got to... Yeah, big TV contract in a conference, things. Right.
That's kind of what it is.
Right.
And if you play poorly, you get dropped back down. You have to do it all over again, which is full of...
That should happen in college football. Boy, would that be...
I don't... I agree, but you think Arkansas fans...
Well, how big would the FCS championship be then? That people would watch and go, holy crap, that team moves up.
Yeah. You imagine these schools who think they're better than they really are, like Arkansas. Hey, Arkansas, you've been atrocious for the last half a decade. Bye.
Beat it.
Yeah. I don't think college football fan would be ready for it. And then we're the only country who doesn't have relegation, I think. I think as far as pro soccer is concerned. All the other countries, I think, do that, where if you stink... But most countries have a single table where there is no playoff. You either win it because of your regular season or you don't. But yeah, it'd be crazy to think about. Hey, by the way, the Jags, you got to go. You get to play in a lower division.
That would be totally sweet. How big would that game be?
It removes tanking from the equation. Now, some clubs just don't have the money to spend, but the NFL is different. Everyone has money and there's a salary cap. You think teams will be tanking for Tua or tanking for, in this case, Burrow?
Hells no.
Because you wouldn't even have a chance at him because you get dropped.
Hells no, you wouldn't want that. The Roughnecks would move up.
Well, we do have a second league, so. And the Roughnecks, and they wouldn't be the Roughnecks in terms of, like, oh, there's just this team with second-rate players. You get all the money to be able to spend on big-time players.
Hells yeah. I'm in. 713-780-3776 is the number. Did you see the guy? There was a guy that spent $80 on a five-game parlay. He had yesterday Portland over the Rockets, winner, okay? He had the Nets beating the Bucks. He had the Suns beating the Clippers. It paid... $38,000.
He wasn't too brave enough.
He had money line on those games.
So he wasn't brave enough to have Heat over Celtics?
He had Heat over Celtics too.
Okay.
Yeah, he had it was a five-game parlay. But that's not crazy.
No.
What's crazy is he had the Nets. Now you throw $80. I'm sure he had. You know what these guys do? They go, let's throw this one. Here's a crazy one.
Yeah.
And guess what? It paid $38,000 for an $80 bet.
I saw, I don't know who tweeted it, but someone put like 800 on the Nets to win, and they won, I think the number was like $10,000. That was a single bet.
One single bet.
Yeah, something 10,000 plus for putting 800 on the Nets.
800's a lot to risk.
It is.
This dude just put $80 on this parlay, and he had to have all of that. He just went, you know what, watch this.
Just take all the dogs.
Nets, see what Suns. Happens. Yeah, it was a dog day.
And he had to wait till the very end to get it because the Rockets and Blazers were going back and forth.
And those days are a bookie's dream day because everybody bets the favorites. Who would take, I mean, especially money line. He's like, the bookie's like, look at this. Look at this dumbass bet.
Well, it was only 80, so he wasn't going to make a lot. But, yeah, the bookie wasn't. But he had to wait till Carmelo's dagger three.
Mm-hmm.
To
finish it off.
Yeah.
Well, you probably bet back, though. You can hedge.
Yeah.
Put so much on the Rockets to win the game. But money line.
But if you get – I'm not an experienced bettor. In fact, I only did it for half a college football season. But if I got through the first four or so, however many games it was, I think I'd be like, let's see how it works out. I've already gotten through four.
Yeah, but if you didn't bet back the other way, you're like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Because you're guaranteeing yourself money. If it's going to pay $38,000 for that win and you bet just a couple thousand on the Rockets, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, make sure you get something, you're still winning $33,000.
That's real. Yep.
Anthony, what's up, Anthony?
How you doing? John, Bill, greatest radio station ever.
Thanks, Mo.
I got to basically throw some real quick shade real quick at the Houston fans. I'm going to start number one with the guy, A.J. Hoffman, who I swear if the Rockets or Houston Texans ever won championship, he'll make up some crazy reason on why we didn't deserve it. Oh, the Rockets won by 50 points beating the Bucks. Oh, because, you know, James Harden, you know, basically broke down his leg in the first half, like, what? And then the Texans, they won the Super Bowl. He'll make up some BS reason why they won, too. So it starts with the media, then it starts with these sorry fans who come from other countries and other states who say they like the Texans or the Houston Rockets, and then when we actually do something good, then they want to be all on the bandwagon, and then as soon as they do something bad, they're just like, oh, this is why James Harden sucks, because he's ejected from the game. Well, you don't know. They might have strip clubs there. I mean, nobody knows what kind of life that James Harden is living. Let him ball out when the game is on the line. And then if he doesn't, then, you know, maybe it's the next game. But it's like I'm tired of people in my family and people in Houston just always defecating on the Rockets and the Houston Texans and now the Astros. Like my uncle was like, oh, well, you know, Verlander's out, so I don't even care about them anymore. Like, are you not watching the game? Are you not trying to give everybody else a chance to prove themselves? I mean, that's what sports is about. Like, stop jumping in and off the bandwagon. Stay on it. If you're going to stay on, stay on. You're not, then shut up and go to, I don't know, Detroit. Ooh, yeah, I'm pretty sure they love have some bandwagon fans, like Houston fans. That's all I got to say.
Huh. Anthony.
Someone's...
AJ caught it.
Wow. We heard it first.
Well, I did hear AJ yesterday saying I'm not interested.
You brought it up.
Yeah. I'm not interested in the Astros anymore. I'm not interested. What? Come on. It's our teams.
Is it his team? I know he's a Bills fan. Is he an Astros fan?
He's a Bills fan?
I think so.
Who gives a rat's ass about the Bills? The Bills suck.
Well, he does.
AJ, the Bills suck. How's
that's
that?
That's why I brought it up.
Your team blows.
He does. So I'm not sure if he's an Astros fan or he just covers them. Because
And he did have Coach O on yesterday, and he goes, yeah, our morning show guy. I thought, hey, say my name. Do I look like J.J. Watt's wife? No. Say my name.
Oh, now you have a problem with someone not saying a name?
You see?
See? Now when it affects you, you got a problem with
do
it.
Do I look like a... What team was that? Was it on? The Chicago. Iguodala?
Oh, I don't know who he's talking about.
Say my name.
Number...
Yeah. Don't say morning show host or call my number. All right?
Oh, he did it to disrespect you.
To Ed Orgeron. No. And actually, Ed probably would have recognized.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Ed probably would have known.
And then he would have gone, oh, why am I on this show? Why am I on this show and not on John's show? That's what he would have said.
I'm telling you, he did it to disrespect you. You should have a conversation about it.
Yeah. No, he did. He disrespected me. He disrespected LSU. And he disrespected our sports teams. Okay? Trifecta for AJ yesterday. Congratulations,
are you going to have words?
Well, we might.
He'll be gone before he...
Yeah, probably. I don't know if he's here.
Yeah,
if he's not here at 11, then no.
Yeah, no chance.
Time to talk about Champion Energy. And, oh, by the way, he went to break at 10:37. I sent him a little text. Huh? When'd you go to break? Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't see where we're breaking at 10:37. 5:37 now. 37 after the hour. Okay. Asking for a friend.
And did he respond?
Yeah, he laughed.
Okay.
All right. It's 10:30 right now, and I want to talk about Champion Energy. Champion. Be a champion. And it's easy to do. You just go to champion.energy/1560 and you save money. It's ridiculous. And I'm telling you, if you're with another company, you're going to be like, I mean, this is true. This is real. It's real what you will save, business or home. Don't spend more than you have to. They get rid of all those hidden fees, the gotchas, and get with a company that is honest. It's locally owned and operated. You'll love doing business with them. Champion.energy/1560.
ESPN 97.5 is more talk and less commercials, which means more sports talk for you.
That's awesome.
That's just sick.
However, it does mean less pee time for the hosts.
I can't hold it in anymore.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll be fine with this. ESPN 97.5.
There's a little pee coming out of me right now.
Ew. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. You got one more segment, then we got News of the Weird coming your way right here on ESPN 97.5. That last call is through shade, though. Is that legal on Wednesday? Because today's, what are the odds, Wednesday, which we always play?
Not our actual
It kind of is.
Not so much.
We kind of made it up.
Yeah, not so much. What you can do is you can throw shade on any day. You just don't have immunity on any other day but Thursday. Like AJ could have heard, like, shut up, Anthony, come in here and respond. But unless he did it, if Anthony did this on a Thursday during the segment, AJ could say nothing unless he use his shade.
Yeah.
You can throw shade anytime you want.
Right. He can refute it today.
Yes, if he wanted to.
And AJ might. Might be a couple segments.
Well, maybe he takes a shot at you first, and then Anthony.
Well, screw AJ.
Well, there it is.
All right. With his interview, with Clemson-loving self.
He didn't name drop you. He just referred to you as morning show host.
Morning show host.
You could have been like,
say my name.
You could have been like John Granato or a morning show host, but he's like, nah.
All right.
I'm good.
I'm offended like a WNBA player or WMLS player.
That's not a league. It's NW.
It's not, what is this?
It's not the WMLS. I mean, it's not the Women's Major League Soccer League.
What is it?
It's NWSL.
No one knows that.
I just told you.
No one knows that.
If I just told you that it's the NWSL, then someone does know it.
I'm not sure it's correct. I think it's the WMLS.
I think you're wrong. It's the National Women's Soccer League, who had a Challenge Cup. Just
who won?
The Dash.
Thank you.
2-0 in the final.
Without JJ's wife.
Well, she was on the other team.
Beat JJ's wife.
Well, she has a name, Kalia Watt.
No one knows that either.
No, I just told you that. I know. I just told you. That's another person. I just told you.
I'm sure no one knows it. OU Mike is here. He wants to talk some basketball. What up, OU Mike?
Hey, guys. I heard the last caller, and when I have a sports question, I go to you two, Dale and John, because y'all are the experts on this. And my question was, do y'all feel like Joe Blank is creating a Ellen DeGeneres-type atmosphere there at the station?
No.
That's not a basketball question.
That's not
a sports question.
What are you talking about?
He just likes taking shots at
I know he loves Joel. Taking shots. Well, now Barry's gone, so he takes shots at Joel now.
He's got a replacement.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know that Joel is fostering a toxic work environment. Doesn't seem to be the case.
No.
I mean, he takes issue with Lance because Lance is not very cleanly. But other than that, Joel's just fine.
Yeah. No. Joel's a nice human being. You, on the other hand, OU Mike, people have issues with you.
Are less than nice.
People have some issues with you, OU Mike.
You say things that people aren't fans of.
Yeah. You say some ugly things that people can't. Now, I want to say something awesome. I want to say that I'm a big Christian Javier fan.
He's been really good.
Okay, here's how the rotation's going to play out. Verlander's going to come back.
You sure about that?
Yep, Chandler Rome was wrong.
Okay.
Okay. Verlander's coming back. Chandler Rome's probably going, can we end this? Can you please be done for the year?
Can you confirm what I reported? Because yes. I can't get these people out of my mentions if because you come back and pitch.
Every night he's going to bed going, please, Justin, be out for the year. Please.
What an awful prayer to have.
I know. It'll go, okay, Verlander comes back. McCullers, Greinke, Urquidy, and Javier. That's a nice enough rotation to win.
I want to see Urquidy on the mound and back, but the last time we saw him, he was awesome in the World Series. That would be very comforting if we get those type of performances from him, couple him with Javier. And you have Greinke and McCullers and hopefully Verlander. That potential rotation has a shot to get the Astros where they want to be. And really, you're talking about the top four anyway. So who's in it? So it's Urquidy, Greinke, McCullers, and Verlander if they in the postseason. But for to get through the rest of the year, how many starts would Javier make if Verlander comes back?
Oh, he'll move into the Josh James spot.
But so the fifth.
Well, and then Fromber too. You got Urquidy, Fromber. You know, you got.
So who's?
I think Javier's in the rotation now.
The way he's pitching, he should be. Although
Fromber, I mean, he's given you six innings.
Well, Fromber went longer than you wanted him to, but he was awesome too.
No, he was awesome too. But well, and until if Verlander doesn't come back, then that's your five.
Okay.
Yeah. So. But hell, I don't mind Fromber out of the bullpen. Plus, that's a lefty out of the pen. That other than Blake Taylor, what else you got? You can't. I mean, I don't know how much Super Blake can do. How much more Super Blake, and whether or not Super Blake is going to be, you know, you can't count on him having a zero ERA all year.
If you're Scrubs, you got to be like, really? He gets to be called Super Blake?
Yeah, and I'm a Scrub,
and I'm a Scrubs. I'd be like, this nickname crap sucks.
Right, he's Super Blake, to me anyway, and but he does look. He's bowed up, that dude now. He's got like a swimmer's body where his upper torso.
He's got a long torso.
Yeah, and well, not long, but just so much bigger than what seems to be the rest of his body.
Much as we've
Michael Phelps has that weird, you know. Upper body.
He's got the perfect apparently structure to be a swimmer. I know we've talked about the Astros' issues with pitching because of injuries, Verlander, Forrest Whitley now, and also Osuna. But they have been some bright spots with the young guys. You got Scrub, you got Taylor, Fromber came back and pitched well, and you've got Christian Javier.
Javier and Paredes looked okay last night. So he had one bad outing.
So as much as we've been angsty about what's going on, outside of having to watch Devinsky, who we don't have to watch because he's injured too, I think that hopefully the Astros have found something from their young guys.
I got an idea. Move Josh James to the closer role.
Possible.
He just one inning. That's it. And you're done. That's it. No more. Josh, come in, just throw 100 and go home.
Just let's blow it out.
That's it. Keep Presley in the setup. Right now, what are they going to do? I mean, they threw up another guy last night that you're like, who the hell is this guy now?
Then did he pitch well?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently the Astro young arms just fine.
They're better than, I mean, and Forrest Whitley, you got six new guys that never pitched in the majors before, and it's one of them is not Forrest Whitley.
No, who we'll never see.
Yeah, well, Humberto Castellanos, huh?
Yeah.
No, what now?
And he went out there and did what, John?
And just mowed him down. That's all he did. So, I mean, that's just, it's unbelievable. An inning, nothing. Seven pitches. A seven-pitch inning. Okay.
I was like, I don't care.
And where the hell is Forrest Whitley, who was untradeable? And you've got guys that are just, it's.
Yeah, Humberto Castellanos, 22 years old. Came out there, was like, I don't care.
We got an Humberto, we got a Fromber, we got a Christian.
It's Drayton's nightmare.
I mean,
hey! There's no Billies out there.
Where's a Joe?
Yeah. And a Chris.
I mean, honestly.
Think of what we originally thought this Astros bullpen would be. At least the guys we would depend on. You had Chris Devinsky. What's Joe Smith. Ryan Presley.
Osuna.
On Osuna. And we've got.
Cy Snead was probably in the mix, but he's been there before. Now you got a Scrub. You got Blake Taylor,
Andre Scrub,
Humberto Castellanos, Nivaldo Rodriguez,
Paredes.
Brandon Bailey. You've got Brandon Beale. You got too many. You got so many Brandons,
and a Paredes. And for the most part,
and their ERAs are all, their ERAs are all 1.69 or under.
Yeah,
or zero. That's unbelievable. Yeah, you got Joe Biagini. Sorry, can't put him in.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't want to see him. Give me all these young guys who apparently don't know any better.
Holy crap.
And then Brian Abreu, who had to walk a lot of guys yesterday.
Yeah. He still got a 2.70.
Yeah, outing. Even his ERA is not bad.
Yeah, and only Paredes had a really bad outing, and he still got a 3.86. Take it.
I don't know how long this lasts, but I appreciate all the young Astro pitchers really outperforming expectations to a great extent.
It's a lot of fun. I mean, I disagree with AJ, what he said yesterday. This is a fun team to watch.
Particularly, some of it has to do with not knowing what you're going to get from all these guys. Who?
And Daryl asked me that question the other day. Oh, so it's championship or nothing then, John? And the answer is no, but where the Rockets are right now as compared to this. Now, if Verlander was there, Osuna was there, Urquidy was there, Presley been here, I'd be like, oh, this team's got to win a championship.
Yeah,
but right now, loaded. I'm watching them going, that's just a fun team.
You're almost watching, I don't know if these guys are big prospects, but you're just watching at least the bullpen, this minor league bullpen, as far as recognition, show up every day.
And these guys are going to be counted on when Verlander and Greinke are gone after next year.
Yeah.
A lot of these guys are going to be counted on. And then you fill in with some other big-name pitchers, some free agent pitchers.
You go spend some money on a guy. Yeah.
When Verlander and Greinke are gone, you got $66 million, $67
million. Yeah. And that's not even counting Reddick's departure. And we'll see about Brantley, what they want to do. But at least for this upcoming offseason. But there's going to be money to spend, and if you can find a way to have inexpensive arms in your bullpen that you don't have to go out and spend big money on, it just helps. It helps you go spend big on maybe a couple starters.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. 1044 ESPN 97.5. News of the Week coming your way next. Don't go to
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato.
Sex is now banned in a northern lockdown. Greater Manchester, East Lancashire, and parts of West Yorkshire.
So these are countries in England? Places in England?
Yeah.
Who are shutting it down.
Yeah, they're shutting it down unless in homes if you do not live together.
So you can't go on Tinder, meet someone.
And no, can't bring them home.
No bars, although I don't even know if they're open there. Probably not. Huh. So just random hookups are out. And if we catch you, what do? Fine you? Throw you in jail?
The changes mean that couples that live apart can no longer gather in each other's homes.
Oh, so even if you're with someone.
Yeah, even if you're,
you're not living together.
If you don't live together, you can't have sex. How are they going to know?
Exactly. I don't know how you enforce that. There are people monitoring movements.
Anyone who breaches the sex ban could face a 100-pound fine. You pay that for sex anyway. It might be double now.
Mm-mm-mm.
Well, how much does a hooker cost?
Well, maybe these people aren't looking for hookers.
Well, maybe it is a hooker, though.
Well, then they're already breaking the law, so it doesn't matter.
I mean, that stinks that you're paying double now, but...
Huh. Well, what type of hookers are you going to where 100 is double?
Well, if she costs 100,
I don't know.
What kind of hookers you got that cost less than 100?
That's what I'm saying. My thought was, if it's double, if it's 100, then that means you're going to a cheap hooker to begin with.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know. They're British.
What does that mean? I'm sure they're a high class.
I'm sure they're
call
not.
Girls.
I'm sure
England.
They're not. We got a sequel coming. Are you interested?
It depends on what the sequel is.
Tony Danza and Alyssa Milano. Who's the Boss?
I don't want to see Who's the Boss reboot.
Yeah. No. Who's the Boss?
No, I don't care. Out. Nope. Not gonna watch. I didn't watch Fuller House. Don't care.
Did you?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I think it was like 3 seasons of it on Netflix.
Is it really?
I'm not watching.
Nah,
that.
Not interested.
No.
There's a mom who pretends she's a dog, and she wakes up her 21-year-old daughter every day by licking her all over.
Ooh,
is this something you want your mom to do?
No. First, don't wake me up. Second, don't lick me. And is she a dog all the time? Like, does she pretend?
Like that one girl?
Yeah, does she pretend like she's a... Oh, yeah. who had an OnlyFans. Does she, like, poop in the yard? Or is it just to get her... To annoy her daughter to get her out of bed? Because if she's, like... If your mom is That's funny. If your mom decides to bark and lick you to get you up and that's the only time she acts like a dog, okay, mom's a jokester. But if she's doing this throughout the day and she's asking for walks,
then
no.
Well, she's, yeah.
No.
Did you see these mysterious seeds that have been coming from China?
Not more stuff.
Yeah. Apparently an Arkansas man who received one of the mysterious seed packages, he actually planted them.
And what
wants
happened?
To see what will happen. Doesn't it's producing large white fruit from orange flowers that resemble those of a squash.
So he just someone just sent him random seeds and decided, all right, when those seeds take over and destroy Arkansas's ecosystem,
right?
You can blame this guy.
That's on this guy
introducing something. Aren't there like rules about that stuff?
Yeah,
like,
you can't
introduce foreign things into
China,
particular environments.
You see what China's trying to do?
Yeah, just find some dope in Arkansas.
A company is offering couples $3,000 to have sex on a variety of mattresses to test out the mattresses for sex. Do you?
I would do that.
Yes. $3,000?
They're offering money to have sex on their mattress. Yes, I would do that. Yes.
Yes.
What's the downside? They're not filming it, are they? They just want to see how the...
I don't know. Maybe. Maybe they are, and then they make their money back.
Well, they've never seen me have sex. I don't think they're making their money back. The goal is to just test these mattresses. Do they, like, tell you, hey, can you try this position? We want to see how their mattress responds to when you do this. Like, as long as they're not directing me, I would do it.
I'm applying for this. We've got 5 lucky couples that can take part in our experiment. We'll send you a new mattress every week, and all you have to do is give us an honest review of how good that mattress is for
sex.
That's
a win-win.
You get the mattresses.
Yeah, and I'm please find me.
Yes. Yes. I'm in.
That's an
Why
awesome
Why can't
deal.
I apply for that?
Well, because I don't know if Wendy wants to be involved in that.
Clorox won't have enough disinfecting wipes until 2021. They're out of disinfecting wipes. Are you upset in any way?
No, because you can still buy the spray and then just use something to wipe stuff down. I'm okay. I actually don't use wipes. I just use I use spray and a wash rag, but a towel to wipe stuff down. So I'm fine. But it's going to be a problem in the studio, right? Or do you guys use a spray in there anyway?
We use the spray.
Yeah, as long as companies are
got Windex multi-surface.
That one was
disinfectant cleaner.
Yeah, I think it got switched out because
we had Clorox in here.
Well,
it smelled like bleach.
I think people switched it out because I have yours in here now.
Because
I think,
Charlie didn't like the smell of that.
Okay, so they forced the bleach on the producers then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got you. As long as there's spray available, I'm good.
Yep, I'm good too. The Lee Price III, 29 years old, he's in some trouble. Apparently scammed the U.S. government out of Payment Protection Program, the PPP, out of more than $1.6 million by claiming he needed the cash for payroll expenses. Know how he spent it?
How?
Strip clubs, Lamborghinis, and Rolexes.
Well, maybe his payroll consists of paying strippers. Are they on his payroll?
Don't think that's the case. I'm pretty sure that's not what he was applying
for. So you're telling me the federal government decided to give money to people and they're using it for bad things?
Yeah.
So
he did it. He did it here in Houston.
Even better.
What? He blew thousands at strip clubs and nightclubs in Houston. And why can't I know this guy?
What was his business again?
It doesn't say what business
he is. This is when the people who make the argument that stop feeding the corporation, not that this guy had a corporation, he might have just had a small business. People like, hey, could you stop giving money to the corporations and just give it to the people? Because these are the things that happen.
Hey, strippers got to eat too.
Well, I'm sure a regular person could have gone to the strip club too. Or maybe give the money.
But he was just dispersing. He was dispersing the funds into the community.
Or give the money
to the stripper community.
You could give the money directly to the strippers and with a direct deposit, government.
Well, but the government, I think, might not be, hey, you don't know how hard strippers got it out there?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Give it directly to them so they don't have to dance.
He also got a Lamborghini Urus, a 2020 Ford F-350.
That didn't go to the strippers.
And he spent some on real estate transactions. I like this guy.
I'm sure.
How come I don't know him?
Of course you like a grifter.
His name's Sam Price III.
You like a grifter? I'm not surprised.
Lee Price III. I love that guy.
He's a golfer then.
Probably. He's the third. Right? You got to be a golfer.
He sounds like a guy who will spend the government's money on strippers and Lamborghinis.
Love that guy. I wish I'd have known him. My friends don't spend money like that. Money.
He's a young dude,
and
too.
And he's spending on strippers, Lamborghinis, and Rolexes, and the rest foolishly.
Have you seen the picture of Lee Price III?
No.
You'd be surprised with that name.
Lee Price III.
No, that's not the look you're going to get.
It's not?
Lee Price III, Houston, Texas, his image, because the big story will come up. A little surprising, isn't it?
Oh, man. I still love him.
I'm not saying you dislike him, but you thought something else.
I like his style. He's going out and getting Lamborghinis. Love that guy.
He spent $1.6 million in COVID relief. What business did he have? Oh, he was an entrepreneur. And he applied for a loan, the PPP stuff.
I just don't think he's a golfer, though. So
I don't know. He spends money like a golfer would.
He kind of does.
Not like Tiger would, but other golfers might.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, I'm trying to figure out what business he said he had to apply for the loan to get $1.6 million. But shout out to Lee Price III.
Lee finessing the game,
and he's got a big
other than the jail time he's going to spend.
He's got a big ass piece on him on the Department of Justice website, so that's not great for him.
Mm. Yikes, yikes, Lee. Man, you know what I'm going to do today? I'm going to get 1.6 from the government, then I'm going to spend it.
Headline, Texas entrepreneur charged with spending COVID relief funds on improper expenses, including Lamborghini and strip club, right on the Department of Justice website.
And the rest foolishly.
Yeah. He might. Oh, yeah. What would be the foolish thing he did in that group of spending? He gave his mom a car. Yeah, that's dumb.
That is dumb. When he could have spent more on strippers.
Yeah, that's 35.
How much fun did he have, though, while it lasted?
Well, I'm sure he had a lot of fun. I wonder how much the fraud's going to cost him in terms of jail time.
Oh, a lot. Oh, yeah. Defrauding the government out of 1.6? Yeah. Dude's in trouble. Press Box is next right here on ESPN 97.5. Y'all have a great day.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.